friends, if you are there with me, and let's worship the God of our salvation, who has dealt so wondrously with us. Let's give God praise. Let's give Him thanks, because there is none like Him. Let's appreciate this wondrous God who has dealt so graciously with us. The Bible says He has kept us. He has preserved us by His mercy, by His loving kindness. He's a good God. Let's appreciate Him one more time. Let's appreciate Him. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Father, I worship You. We worship You, Lord. We worship You. Thank You, Father. Thank You, Father, for this is a wonderful year. And we thank You, Father, for the year 2021. We thank You, Father. We appreciate You for bringing us into this year. Our coming in is blessed and our going out is blessed. Father, we thank You. Oh, we thank You for Your blessings upon us. By awesome deeds, Lord, You have decided to answer us. Lord, we give You praise. Father, we give You thanks. We bless You, Lord. In Jesus' precious name we have worshipped. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I officially once again welcome you to the year 2021. It is your year for awesome deeds.
Amen.
It is your year for awesome deeds.
Amen.
It is a year that God shall answer you, that men will be amazed what God has done. It Amen. Shall be awesome in the Amen. Name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
The next 21 days beginning from tomorrow is going to be very, very demanding, but it's going to be very, very fruitful in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Open your Bibles with me as you get seated. Open your Bibles with me to Psalm 65. Psalm 65. Hallelujah. Psalm 65. If you are there, say, I am there.
I am there.
Okay, we are still waiting for the others to get there. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. God is such a good God. Victor, are you there? Glory to God. Jesus is Lord. Josh, are you there? Praise the name of the Lord. Father, we ask for Your good hand upon the word today. We are here all together at Your feet to learn of You. Speak to us, Lord, and cause awesome deeds to be our portion in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Now, verse 1 says, praise awaits You, O God, in Zion, and in You a vow will be fulfilled. O you who hears prayer, God will hear our prayers. God will answer you in awesome deeds.
Amen.
Verse 1 says, praise awaits God. That means God is waiting for praise because of what He has done for us, what He's going to do for us. We are going to come with bushels of praise unto our God. Look at what He says. He says, I just love this word here so strongly. He says, you who answers prayers, to you all flesh will come. Verse 3 says, iniquities are stronger than me. As for our transgression, you atoned for them. God is the one that wiped away your sins. He's the one that cleans you from all unrighteousness. He's the one that makes you to be able to approach Him. We can see that in the next verse, in verse 4. Verse 4 says, blessed is the man you choose. What a privilege, what an honor it is to know that God has chosen me, that I'm chosen of God. I'm not just an ordinary person. I am a chosen vessel. I am a blessed vessel. You need to see yourself as that, because the Bible says, blessed is the man. You are a blessed man. You are a chosen man. You are not just ordinary. You are chosen. You are special. The Bible says, blessed is the man you choose and cause to approach you, that he may dwell in your courts. You see, this is why fellowship, like this is very, very important. It is very, very important. You cannot take it away from the word of God. You can't take it away. It's so important. The Bible says that it may dwell in your courts. Doing what? Fellowshipping, just like we're doing now. The Bible says, we shall be satisfied with the goodness of your house or of your holy temple. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of God's house. That's why David said, I was glad when they say, let us go into the house of the Lord. Because he knows that there's satisfaction that arises when we come into the goodness of, when we come into the house of the Lord. And verse 5 said, by awesome deeds in righteousness, you will answer us, O God of our salvation. You are the confidence of all the ends of the earth and of the far off seas. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
This year, God shall answer you in awesome deeds in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
God will grant your heart desires in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That which you have been believing for this year, expect a manifestation of it.
Amen.
That which the enemy has said to you, it is impossible. This year, watch the manifestation of it.
Amen.
Because God shall answer you in awesome deeds.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Now let me say to us very clearly that we are in the golden age of the church. We are in the golden age of the church. The church of Jesus will occupy the central stage. The church will be a church of authority. The church is a church of power. And we have stepped into that golden age. We have. Because the last day's church is not a weakling church. It's not a church that is beggarly. It's not, and when I'm talking of church, I'm talking of you and I. It is a golden age church, a church of favor, a church of privileges and honor bestowed upon her by the founder, God himself. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Authority shall be seated in the church. Amen. We are in the multitudes era. Men and women will be flocking to church in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Amen.
They will be, look, listen to me. Just position yourself. They will come to you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Because, you see, there is two things that God is going to use to lure people into the church. And those two things are health and prosperity. Health and prosperity will be so. You see, thank God for this virus. There are many more viruses that are coming. The Bible says many more that we don't know their names. But for you and I, the people of God, not one of those viruses will touch you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And that's where the difference comes, because people will be wondering, how are they doing it? Let us get to the word of God. He says, by awesome deeds, he will answer us. By awesome deeds, he will respond to us. He will answer our cry of mercy, our cry for favor, our cry for intervention. He will answer us in awesome deeds. Let me say it again. The church of God is the fountain of life where good health will be dispensed.
Amen.
Prosperity will be dispensed.
Amen.
And these are things that, you know, you can imagine what the world now is spending, the money they are spending to handle COVID-19. So every man, every woman he will do anything to be healthy. And God is giving it to us on a platter of gold. He's giving it to us by the sacrifice of his son, Jesus. 2,000 years ago, Jesus paid for your health. He settled it. He settled it. And it was it was a satisfactory sacrifice to Jesus, the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 2. That's what the Bible says. A satisfactory sacrifice that Jesus did. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
God is on the move with his church, the body of Christ. You will need to get on board and get set for awesome deeds because God is on the move. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is on the move.
Amen.
Get on board. Don't be an onlooker. Get on board. Don't be a bystander. Get on board. Get yourself involved with God. Don't be a passive member of the church. Get yourself involved. There is no blessing in being passive with God. Get yourself involved. God is on the move. God has spoken. There is greatness awaiting you and I. The enemy is afraid of you and I. The devil is afraid of you and I. That's why he's doing everything to unleash his wickedness upon us. And he cannot win because we stand in the blood of Jesus. We stand victorious in Christ Jesus. We stand victorious in the word of God. Listen to me, people of God. There is so much blessings that is stored for you. We saw it all through last month where the Bible says, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, nor entered into the heart of man, the things that God has prepared for them that love him. He has stored these things up for you and I. So please get settled with God. Get involved with God. Let's get involved with God. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
No matter what the enemy, I know that you hearing me today, you are going to be involved with God. You are going to be in the center stage with God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Now look at this. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 2 to 4. The Bible says, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ, according as his power had given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. Did you see that? He has given unto us all things that pertains to life and godliness. All things that pertains to life and godliness through the knowledge. Listen to that. Through the knowledge of him that had called us to glory and excellence, glory and virtue. Verse 4, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. He repeated it again. You remember, through the knowledge, these are the promises. The knowledge are the promises. That by these ye might be a partakers of God's divine nature. We become a partaker of God himself. We become a partaker of the essence of God. The very thing that makes God, God. We become a partaker of it by these great and precious promises. And of course by these, he says, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. We are going to escape the corruption of the world. Sickness is corruption. It comes to corrupt the human body. It's a corruption. It is not a blessing from God. Listen to me. Anybody that tells you that sickness is a blessing from God, the person is not, in fact, it doesn't know God. Because God is righteous. God is faithful. God is good. The Bible says every good gift, every perfect gift comes from above. It comes from the Father of light with whom there's no variableness, no shadow of turning. Every good gift. James chapter 1 verse 17, I believe. Every good gift comes from the Father of light. Every good gift. There's none of you listening to me today that is a father that will desire for one of your sons to be sick. You say, okay, I just want to bless my son. Let him be sick glory to God. There's not one of you that will do that. Why do you think God will do that? Hallelujah.
Praise God.
So you can see that God has great plans for us. But let me say this to you. For this year not to be like last year, you must engage God. You must engage God. For this year to be far better than last year, You must engage God, because you can't afford for this year to be like last year for you. No, you can't. And that's why we are going into these 21 days of prayer and fasting. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 9. Look at what the Bible says. It says, "For a great and effectual door has opened to me, and there are many adversaries." There are many adversaries. Listen to me. There are many things that is fighting you. There are many things that are opposing you not to be in the will of God for your life. Many things that are coming against you not to be a person that God has designed you to be. There are many things that are holding you back, that wants to hold you. In fact, they are determined to hold you back. He says, "For a great and effective door, great opportunities are just ahead of us." But the Bible says there are many adversaries. That's why we need to fast and pray and take this fasting serious. Amen.
Amen.
Cheesy, you are the youngest person amongst us. You need to take this fasting serious. Are you hearing me, boy? It's very, very important that you take this year's fasting seriously for the next 21 days beginning from tomorrow. And we shall be meeting every day to round up the prayer. We shall be meeting every day just for 1 hour. We just pray. All through, we just pray. The system will be on. You just connect and you join us, and we conclude in the prayer and communion every day. What are we doing? He says there are great and many adversaries. The greatness of God is upon us, but the adversaries are there. Now look at 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 18. He said, "This charge I commit to you, son." Put your name there. 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 18. As you are reading it, put your name there. "This charge I commit to you, son Benson, according to the prophecies previously made concerning you, that by them you may wage the good warfare." Did you see that? Wage a good warfare. Prayer and fasting gives us opportunity to wage a good warfare, to fight the battles of life. Prayer and fasting is necessary to contend in battle. The prophecies is gone forth that God will answer us in awesome deeds. God is ready. Listen to me. God will not be stronger today than he is yesterday. God will not be stronger tomorrow than he is today. God is the same. He has not changed. He will not change. He is forever the same. His power is the same yesterday. His power is the same today. His power is the same tomorrow. He will not add strength to himself. God is always the same. That means he has the ability and capacity to answer you anytime you are ready. Anytime you and I are ready, God is always ready. That's why God wants us to wage a good warfare. A good warfare is necessary. We must possess we must take the enemy by storm. We must take it by storm. Enough of eating. We have eaten so much during this holiday period. Let's not finish our destiny with food. Let's put food aside. Don't tell me that, oh, you know, if I don't eat by 11 a.m., my body, my head will begin to spin. My head will just be spinning. It will just be spinning. Listen to me. Don't let the enemy play with your destiny. Are you getting what I'm talking about?
Yes.
No. Look at it. Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 24. Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 24. He says, "Rise, take your journey and cross over the river Arnon. Look, I have given into your hand Sihon the Amorite, king of Heshbon, and his land. Now, this is something amazing about God. Look at that. They are not taking possession. He said, I've given it to you. It's the same thing. He has paid for your health. He has paid for your prosperity. He has paid for everything you can think of that is good for life and godliness. But look at what he says. He said, begin to possess it and engage him in battle. If I want translation, say contend with him in battle. If you are not going to contend, you see, if you are not going to go out there with power in your spirit, it's not going to work. You must contend with the enemy in battle. Your career is great. Your education is great. There's so much greatness God has stored for you. God doesn't want you to be at the barrel of life. He wants you to be on top. That's what he says. That's his plan for you. But you need to contend with the enemy in battle. You need to contend with the enemy in battle. Engage the enemy. Very, very important. Fasting and prayer is a requirement for the spirit to be able to have his way. For God to be able to have his way in your life, fasting and prayer is a requirement. It is a requirement. Show me a Christian that is not involved with fasting and prayer. I can show you a Christian that is up and down, up and down. But one that is engaged scripturally, because you see, I'm not talking of fasting where you are fasting, the word of God has no place in you. That's not fasting, that's starvation. That's not what we are talking about. Let me say this. There can't be any sustainable growth without prayer and fasting. There can't be any sustainable growth in your life without prayer and fasting. That's why you see some people, they are blessed today. Tomorrow, they are north. They get the healing today. Tomorrow, that same sickness comes back again. Are you understanding what I'm talking about? Look at how Jesus said it. Matthew chapter 12, verse 43. Matthew chapter 12, verse 43. When an unclean spirit goes out of a man, he goes through dry places seeking rest and finds none. All the demons that have been cast out. Then he says, I will return to my house from which I came. And when he comes, he finds it empty, swept, and put in order. Can you imagine that? Then he goes and takes with him seven other spirits more wicked than himself. And they enter and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. That shall not be your story in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
That shall not be your story in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
That is why periodic fasting is necessary. Periodic fasting is a lifetime issue. In fact, Paul the apostle says, he fasts often, often, that's the word he used, in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 5. In fasting often, he was doing it often. So you could see Satan say of Paul the apostle, he said, Paul, I know. I mean, Jesus, I know. Paul, I know. But who are you? They know the name of Paul in the region of darkness. The devil said, look, don't touch him. Don't touch him. Well, because if you touch him, we are looking for our trouble. Let's not touch him alone. A touch not preacher. That's the kind of preacher that Paul the apostle was. And we need to get that into our spirit. That we are a touch not believer. We are a touch not believer. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Even Jesus himself fasted. Jesus himself fasted. If Jesus fasted, you and I have to fast. Now look at that. Jesus is God in man personified. Yet, he fasted. He fasted to show us the way. Moses fasted. Paul the apostle fasted. Why won't you fast? You have to fast. You know, I've given this story several times. You know, when I was growing up as a believer, one of my teachers, he taught me that we don't need to fast, that fasting is done away with. It's the Old Testament. You know, that Jesus said, as long as he's with us, we don't need to fast. You know, he was quoting the scripture. Amen. But he forgot to read the other scripture that says, when he is taken away, then shall they fast. And I believe the young man. And so I was not fasting. And when I went to my first walk, I was posted to one village in Nigeria. My God, I saw demons there. They almost killed me. Nobody advised me to fast. I went and I said, okay, I will fast for 7 days. So I went into fasting. The first day, I was fasting. By 12 noon, my tummy was already shaking. By 4 p.m., a sister came back from a journey and brought me a loaf of bread. So I took the loaf of bread. I kept it in my wardrobe, which is part of my prayer place where I used to pray. And, you know, 12 midnight, that day that I started that fasting, 12 midnight, I started, all my body started screaming, if you don't break the fast now, you will die. You will die. You will die. So I look at that bread. The bread was looking at me. I look at that bread. The bread was looking at me. I said, look, in Jesus' name, I break the fast. I went and took that bread. About past 12 in the night, I sat down. I finished the whole bread with water. Just with water. Glory to God. I will never forget that day. But listen to me. Food doesn't kill any man. After that day, I decided to fast again. And I fasted for 3 days. I fasted for 7 days. Without food, it doesn't kill a man. Hallelujah. No, it doesn't kill a man. Fasting is very, very important. Jesus fasted. Moses fasted. Elijah fasted. Paul the apostle fasted. You have to fast. There are many blessings that will not come to you without fasting. The Bible says this kind does not go except by prayer and fasting. This kind does not go. I think that's found in Matthew chapter 17, verse 21. This kind does not go except by prayer and fasting. So it's not just prayer, prayer, prayer. You need to involve fasting in it. The Bible said this kind does not go. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So it is very, very important that you prepare yourself to meet your God, according to Amos chapter 4, verse 12. Prepare yourself to meet with God. This year, you will meet with God.
Amen.
This year, by the doings of God in your life, you will know that God has visited you physically.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Amen.
What God has in stock for you this year, you require the backing of heaven to take delivery of it. That's why this 21 days of prayer and fasting, beginning from tomorrow, is very, very important. All the factors that are holding you back, we are going to let loose of them in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
There's going to be a release of grace upon your life.
Amen.
There's going to be a release of accuracy upon your life.
Amen.
There's going to be a release of on time upon your life.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Amen.
Quickly, let's look at the benefits of fasting, part one. We're going to be looking at it all through this month. The benefits of fasting, part one. Glory to God. One of the advantages, one of the benefits of fasting is that it destroys every yoke and oppression of the devil. It destroys every yoke
that the enemy has put on you, whether visible or invisible. Fasting and praying. Please take note, when I'm saying fasting, I also mean I'm praying. I'm not just talking of staying away from food, that's starvation. Or that's dieting. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking of fasting and praying. Let's look at that in Isaiah chapter 58. If you are there, please, someone read verse 6 for me. Isaiah chapter 58. In fact, that's a chapter you should read. Verse 6. Did you see that? The King James Version said that chains, he called it the yoke. The yoke. Did you get that? Fasting and prayer brings about the destruction of everything that imprisoned people, including your life. Look at Isaiah chapter 10, verse 27. The Bible says, in that day, his burden shall be taken away from off your shoulders, and his yoke from off your neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Now listen to me. When we fast, it is an opportunity for the anointing of God to come upon our lives. When we fast, fasting gives you an opportunity. It gives the Spirit opportunity to come afresh upon your life. And when the anointing comes afresh upon your life, it destroys every yoke, which is very, very important for you and I to understand. Please understand that it is very, very important. Every yoke is destroyed. Every yoke, not some yoke. The anointing destroys all the yoke. And listen to this. When Jesus went into the desert to fast, as led by the Spirit for 40 days, the Bible says he came back with the Spirit of God upon him. And that Spirit destroys yoke. Our God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. So you can see that fasting and prayer is very, very important for you and I. If we are going to matter this year, if we are going to be a people of higher privileges and advantages, we need to be people who will take God by his word in fasting and praying. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Number two, benefits of fasting. It gives access to outbreaks of revelations. Christianity is a function of the light. A winning Christian, a successful Christian, is one who is walking by the light of God. The light of God that you have determines the pace. In fact, for anybody, the light available to you determines the speed of your life. You can imagine when you are in a darkened place, you will only go as far as your eyes can see. The light available to you determines your speed. That's why when you are in a storm and you can't see very far, you can't drive at 100 kilometers per hour. No, you have to slow down. I remember one of those very stormy days when the snow was just blowing and everything. We were practically crawling on the road when I was driving. I came down to, this was on the highway and I was doing something about 40 kilometers per hour. Why? Because I was not seeing far. I couldn't run that speed, even though the road was meant for 100 kilometers per hour. But fasting, every time you fast, is an opportunity for light to break out. opportunity for light to be given to you. It's an opportunity. So you need to get your spiritual sensitivity high. Hosea chapter 4 verse 6. The Bible says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Lack of knowledge. The knowledge there talks about revelation. Light talks about revelation. Revelation talks about light. It talks about light. It is light. When we don't have light concerning what God is saying, we suffer. But once we know what God is saying and we apply it, we get our freedom. That's why it says in John chapter 8 verse 32, you shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free. Fasting and praying gives us access to revelation. There shall be, okay, now look at that. Let's look at Isaiah 58 verse 8. Please, if you are there, read it for us. Isaiah chapter 58 verse 8.
Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward.
Did you see that? It says, then shall your light, because you are fasting, then shall your light break forth. Then shall your light break forth because you are fasting the fast that God has recommended. Did you see that? It is very, very important that you give yourself to fasting. And when your light breaks forth, awesome deeds will begin to happen. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1. He says, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Why will you arise? Because your light has come. Light is revelation. Look at that. He said, for the darkness shall cover the earth, verse 2, and deep darkness the people. We cover the people. But the Lord shall rise upon you, and his glory shall be seen upon you. How is his glory going to be seen upon you? Because of the light. Did you see that? Nations shall come to you. Nations shall come to your light. To your light. To your light. And kings to the brightness of your rising. Kings shall come. Seek. I mean, when he's talking about kings here, people of notable figure shall come to seek your aid. Don't tell me you are a student. Don't tell me you are a young boy. They will come to seek your aid. They will come to seek for your help. Because of the light of God upon your life. Now look at verse 8. Quickly, go to verse 8 of that same chapter and see what the word of God is saying. He says, they will say of those that have this light, who are these that fly as a cloud and as the doves to their roots? Did you see that? They fly like a dove. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
And look at verse 22. I love what verse 22 says. Verse 22 says, a little one shall become a thousand, and a small one a strong nation. I, the Lord, will hasten it in his time. That is why you must give yourself, take this fasting this year seriously. Don't change yourself. Don't sell your birthright for a morsel of bread. Please. I beg you in the name of Jesus. It is very, very important. Don't say, oh, I'm hungry because of... No, 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 no. Don't let food take the place of light in your life. You won't die if you don't eat for 24 hours. And God is not even saying you should fast for 24 hours. But if he asks you to fast for 24 hours, go ahead and do it. All he's asking you to fast is fast your breakfast and your lunch. Fast it away. Eat once in a day. Apart from Cheesy that is still a little boy, Cheesy is the one that can eat maybe twice in a day. Glory to God. Light is so important. Are you understanding that? And fasting brings us into the light of God. Outbreak of light, then shall your light break forth. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Number three, another benefit of fasting is speedy restoration of your health. It restores your health speedily, for that matter. When you fast, the kind of fast that God has ordained. Not the fasting you go around and telling people, you know, they say, why are you looking so gloomy? Say, you know, we are fasting in our church. No, that's not what we're saying. That's not the one God is talking about. Or everybody is taking coffee and they say, oh, a cup of coffee. They say, oh, no, I'm fasting. No. You just say, oh, I'm relaxing my system. My system is relaxed. I don't want to disturb my system. Are you understand what I'm talking about? Not going around and proclaiming to everybody, we are fasting in our church. No, that's not what God is saying. Amen. Blessed be God.
Hallelujah.
You know, somebody, I watched a video one time, and the person said, why do we see miracles? Why do we see miracles in Africa more than we see in the Western world? So the man he was asking said, he said that, well, because we do the things that you people won't do. Now, you could see churches here in the Western world who are doing it. You see, there's no African church. There's no Western church. God is God. Fasting is fasting. People fast so much in Africa. They believe God for everything. But here, a lot of people believe God. In fact, they believe science for most of their health. They believe government for most of their provision. They believe the institution for everything in their lives. But that's not where God wants us to be. God wants us to believe Him for everything in our lives. That's why we must give attention to fasting and prayer, where we are calling upon this good God that does wondrous things for His people. We are calling upon Him to answer us in awesome deeds. Not just deed, but He said awesome deeds. That means again and again. And I believe God, as we start this fasting tomorrow, before the end of the week, you will have a testimony to share.
Amen.
You will have a testimony to share.
Amen.
So number three benefit is talking about speedy restoration of your health. That same Isaiah chapter 58 verse 8. He says, then your light shall break forth and your healing shall spring forth quickly. Your healing shall spring forth quickly. Did you see that? Quickly. Quickly. One of the reasons you must engage the enemy and get him out of your life is because, you see, God planted a good field, but the enemy came to put wickedness. That's what the Bible says. Matthew chapter 13, verse 28. He said, an enemy has done this. An enemy has done this. God planted good seed. God paid for your health. And the devil, he wants to bring sickness to you. Wants to make you think that it is God. No, it is not God. No. Jesus said, an enemy has done this. That is why we must engage the spirit of fasting. Because he said, this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting. There shall be restoration of your health in Jesus' name.
Amen.
There shall be restoration of your health in Jesus' name.
Amen.
There shall be restoration of your health in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You must come to a place where you say to the enemy, enough is enough. Enough is enough. I and God, we are settled. Now you get your property and get out of my family. Enough is enough. You must be that violent in your praying and fasting. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Number four. One advantages or the benefits of fasting is that it gives us access to the next level of sanctification. We are made sanctified. As we fast and pray before the Lord, our lives become sanctified. Are you getting what I'm talking about? As we pray and put ourselves. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
I'm trying to open the Bible and suddenly I wasn't getting at it. Anyway, somebody read for me verse 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 11, please.
And such were some of you, but you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God.
Did you see that? You were sanctified. How are we sanctified? By the Spirit of God. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. It says, if the Spirit of him that dwells in you, that raised up Jesus Christ from the dead, dwells in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall quicken your mortal body. He shall quicken your mortal body. He sanctify us. So as we fast and pray, we put ourselves in a place where the Spirit of God cleanses us. He cleanses us from all unrighteousness. He cleanses us from all wickedness, all kinds of unrighteousness. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. It is very, very important. He said, then your righteousness, that same verse 8 of Isaiah 58, he said, then your righteousness shall go forth speedily. Your righteousness, by virtue of the sanctification that comes upon you. That's why it's so important to fast and pray. It's so important to fast and pray. Fasting and prayer must become part of your life. It restores your health. You know, the reason you must fast and pray, because the devil is wicked. He's wicked. Look at what he did to Joshua, the high priest. He just went there and just put his iniquity on that man. Upon them, not with the man's will. He just put iniquity upon that man. But if he had been on fire for the Lord, that wouldn't have happened to him. Now, let's look at that scripture. Zechariah, I think that's found in Zechariah chapter 3. Then he showed me, verse 1, Joshua the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to oppose him. Did you see that? Did you see that? To oppose him. That's why you must not take your Christianity serious. You must not take it casual. Because the enemy is the one that is even serious. The enemy is opposing him. How much more the one that is not serious? He has finished that one already. And the Lord said to Satan, the Lord rebuke you, Satan. The Lord who has chosen Jerusalem rebuke you. Is this not a brand plucked from the fire? Now Joshua was clothed with filthy garments. Did you see that? And was standing before the angel. Then he answered and spoke to those who stood before him, saying, take away the filthy garments from him. And he said to him, see, I have removed your iniquity from you. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
The enemy is angry. He wants to oppose God's people and put iniquity on them. You must fight him back and say, no way, not me. What God has taken away from my life will never come back. What God has destroyed from my life, I will not bring it back to my life. Please, I beg you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, live a holy life. And fasting and prayer is one way where you will receive grace to make a mess of every kind of iniquity of your life. Every kind that the enemy is bringing towards you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Amen.
Father, we give you praise.
Yes, Father.
Father, we give you thanks.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Listen to me. Whenever sin gives way, God's glory comes in. Whenever sin is out of the way, God's glory comes in. God's glory cannot come in when there is sin. And fasting and prayer is one of the ways you present yourself clean, spirit, soul, and body. And finally, number 5, we have express answers to prayers. Express answers to prayers. Express answers to prayers. Ezra chapter 8, verse 23, as we close. Ezra chapter 8, verse 23, as we close, as we prepare to take the communion. He says, so we fasted and entreated our God for this, and he answered our prayers. Now, these people, Ezra had made a boast of God, that God is able to save everyone that trusted in him. So because he had made a boast of God, he was not able to ask God, he was not able to ask the king to provide him armies to protect them when they were going. Because it was a dangerous route from Babylon to Jerusalem. But they prayed at that river. They prayed and God answered them. God will answer you.
Amen.
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 In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
For those of you listening to us, I just want to say this to you. If you have not given your life to Jesus, what an opportunity for you to turn your life around. Your fasting and prayer means nothing when you don't have a relationship with God. So if you don't have Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you are not in the inner circle. You are not in the kingdom of God. If you are listening to this message after this time, and your heart is being stirred, you want to become a child of God, I want to pray with you. Say this prayer after me. Say, Father in heaven, today I acknowledge that I'm a sinner and I come to you. Jesus, take my life just as I am. Come into my heart. Cleanse me. I repent of all my sins. Write my name in the book of life. I believe that you died for my sins and you rose up again to justify me. Thank you, Father, for saving me today. In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Please, wherever you are, if you got born again today, you got this message into your heart today, write to us at thelovepavilion@gmail.com and we'll be a part of your glorious life. In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen. Let's rise up to our feet as we prepare to take the communion in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let's rise up to our feet. Glory to God. Glorious Father, we thank you. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Please bring out the communion. Bring out the communion materials, whatever you just bring it out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I bless that bread and that wine, and I command it become the flesh and the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
It become the flesh and the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
It become the flesh and the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Now listen to me. In the book of 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 7 to 8, Elijah ate angel's food and it gave him strength for 40 days. 40 days. And remember, the Bible says they ate that angel food. Jesus said that they ate angel food in the wilderness and they perished. But this is the very food of Jesus himself. His very blood, his very flesh. As you take it, the grace to go through these 21 days will be given to you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Therefore, take, eat, and live in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Blessed be God.